Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. At the bottom of this hour, we got our man Catino Mobley coming up. I hadn't talked to him in a while. That'll be a lot of fun. And then an interesting shop talk surrounding the adventures of Zion Williamson. We'll get into that.
He's a bachelor.
Yeah. We'll get into all that. All right. But Rob, first we want to get ready for these NBA Finals. Game four is about 15 or 20 minutes away. And there was a story in The Athletic today by John Hollinger, former colleague of ours over at ESPN. Then went on to become a front office executive.
And back slumming.
For the Memphis Grizzlies. Now he's back in the media. Yes, writing for The Athletic.
That must have been something, right, to go from there. You know what I mean? I know that's what he did. But to rise to be an executive, and he's not the only one, Chris. Fred Clair was the general manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, sports writer. Frank Cashin was the general manager of the Mets. He was a sports writer in Baltimore. It happened.
There was another one in the NBA in Minnesota. David Kahn, I think, was his name?
Yeah, David Kahn, who was in Seattle. Yep.
He was a writer.
Right, Chris?
When a brother going to get a shot?
I'm still waiting for Chris
Broussard. I don't want it, but I'm just saying.
No? Like, you wouldn't want to be a GM?
Nah.
A GM?
I'm content with where I'm at. But somebody, I mean, you know, we'll see. But look, it didn't work out for it. I don't know about the baseball guys. Didn't work out for Kahn or Hollinger. Hollinger wasn't, like, atrocious like Kahn. But he didn't light the world on fire. That's for darn sure. How the guys doing baseball?
Fred Clair, Frank Cashin won a World Series with the Mets, and Fred Clair won a World Series with the Dodgers.
Wow.
Those are sports writers, yep.
I'm waiting for Rob Parker to get his shot.
I don't know about all that.
Would you want it?
You know what? That would be intriguing to me, Chris. The only job I would give up what we're doing, there's only one job. Take a guess in sports that I would take over doing this. Because I wouldn't take any other job. There's only one job I would take.
I think you'd want to call games.
Nope.
Like.
Got Alex. Nope.
Would you want to be a host at MLB?
Nope. That's good, though. That's a good guess. And Rob G.
MLB commissioner.
There you go.
That's right.
Chris, in a heartbeat. I'm out of here. If they say, you know, Rob, you love the game. We want you to be the commissioner of Major League Baseball. Are you kidding me? It would be central.
Well, gosh, here we go. I don't have to worry about that.
No, I know. Chris goes, well, you're retired doing
right,
this
yeah,
show.
With those guys. I was going nowhere.
Right. But, Chris, you could see that. You could see my passion for the game. I would love to do that job. That's the only one I would do.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it'd be a great job, obviously, if you want it.
Yep.
All right. But anyway, John Hollinger wrote a story, and we've talked, Rob, about playoff Jimmy. In the past, there was playoff Rondo, and now there's playoff Jimmy, who really is played fine. He's played well. Don't get it twisted. I mean, he's played like a star, Jimmy Butler. But the last 8-9 games, Rob, he's not been a superstar.
Don't sugarcoat it, Chris. He's played poorly.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, personally. Some might. You might. I don't think he's played poor. I mean, he's averaging like 21, 22 points a game, about 21 over the last 7. Now, he's not shooting great. He's at about 40%. But, you know, 20 points a game in the finals or in the Eastern Conference finals, that's not bad. And he usually plays good defense, you know?
Yeah, but he's had some bad shooting nights as well.
Yeah, he's not a great shooter.
Yeah.
But
his counterpart's getting a triple double. And then remember the guy, that his counterpart that he's looking at, Chris, is getting a triple double, so it looks even worse.
Yeah, but you know, today's NBA isn't like one-on-one. They were running all types of screens and dribble handoffs to get Jamal Murray some space away from Jimmy. So I hear you. Jamal Murray is certainly outplaying him, but it's not like it's just a one-on-one battle. But I heard you, Rob G, trying to throw that little Rob G, just a hater, see? I heard your voice giving feed and Rob. But anyway.
What are you talking about? That was
I heard Rob G telling you.
He wasn't talking to me.
He's counterpointing.
He was talking to Alex.
Oh, please.
Because Alex is interested in what's going on in the NBA.
Anytime you bring stats, it's like it's a text from Rob.
No, it's not. I got my own notes. Look.
Yeah, all right.
That's a rundown, Rob.
Oh, right. Is that a rundown?
Nice try.
That's a rundown from Rich and Covino.
No wonder something told me to laugh at the girl's fat butt, and I thought that doesn't fit our show.
Oh, all right. Rob G. But anyway, this story by John Hollinger saying we've talked about playoff Jimmy, but how about playoff Jamal? His numbers, Rob, jump higher than Jimmy's doing the postseason. Rob G, give us some of the numbers and kind of the gist of what Hollinger's talking about.
Oh, it's huge. Now, not only, as we have already mentioned, that Jamal Murray's regular season points per game goes from 16.9 to 25.4, which is by far the largest in NBA history among players with at least 30 playoff games. All right? But this is the one that's going to blow your mind. There are 7 players in NBA history who have averaged 25 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists per game in the playoffs and have played at least 50 playoff games. The first 6, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Jerry West, Steph Curry, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Nikola Jokic.
That's a crazy list,
so
ain't it?
5 multiple MVPs.
Wait, what? Say that list again.
Jordan, LeBron, Jerry West, Steph, Giannis, Jokic.
I didn't hear you say LeBron's. I was like, I know LeBron's.
So that's 5 multiple MVPs and the guy who was the logo of the league. The 7th player on that list, Jamal Murray, who has never even made an All-Star game.
He's 25-5-5 for his career in
the playoffs.
That's crazy. Wow.
In the regular season. From regular season to playoffs.
And some of those, and I feel you, and it's fair. But Some the regular season points per game are a bit skewed just because early in his career, you know, he wasn't scoring as much,
sure,
and they weren't making the
but
playoffs.
But just for context, all right? Regular season, this is all regular season to playoff performance, his numbers. Scoring, 16.9 to 25.4. Assists, 4.2 to 6.2. 3-point percentage, 37 to 40. True shooting, 56 to 59. PER, 16.4 to 22.3. All while increasing his usage by 3 percentage points.
Wow. That's something. Man.
Those are incredible numbers. They really are.
So, Rob, let me ask you this. Why aren't we... I mean, people are raving about him. There's no doubt about that. But you haven't heard the nickname Playoff Jamal. You heard Bubble Jamal in the bubble. But why do you think he's not getting even more love than he should? You think it's just because it's the Denver thing? I mean, Jokic wasn't getting a ton of love, even though he got the two MVPs. But, you know, people, a lot of people didn't see him. You think that's hindering Jamal as well?
I think it's, Chris, the last couple of years he was hurt.
Right.
And out of sight, out of mind, I think. Would that be fair?
I think that's very fair.
Yeah, I think that's why he's kind of off everybody's radar, and you forget what he did 3 years ago. You know what I mean? And what he was doing because he's been hurt. So I think it's more about that than people just not realize than people not realizing or thinking that he's a good player. So I think it has more to do with that over the last few years.
Yeah, and I'm tempted to kind of talk about his youth. He's only 26. As you said, he missed a few years because of injury, the last few. But I do have to say this, Rob. A lot of times, guys don't start off their playoffs careers as strong as, you know, they end up becoming. You know what I mean? Sometimes it takes guys a while to get going. And, I mean, James Harden never has really fully gotten it going in the playoffs. But remember his first time in the finals, and he struggled mightily against the Heat. I wrote that off as youth, you know. But so I don't know if we can just say, well, he hadn't played a lot of playoff games, or, I mean, he's played 51, which is a good number. But, you know, he hadn't played in the league long enough for us to really, you know, look at the jump from regular season to postseason, because – you know, many guys put up worse numbers in the postseason. Rob, you know what they say, and this for basketball and baseball. If you just play at your regular season level in the playoffs, a lot of times that's enough for you to be viewed as clutch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just don't decline. If you're a 310 hitter in the regular season and you hit 310 in the playoffs, then people are going to look at you as clutch.
Right.
Just don't drop off to 260.
It's just right. When you go from that and then you bat 210 in the postseason.
Right.
Right. Like, that was the big thing when Dave Winfield, when George Steinbrenner called him Mr. May. You remember? Because he had Reggie Jackson, who was Mr. October.
Right, right.
That was clever by George. You got to admit that.
No, it was very clever. It was mean, but clever.
Clever, yeah.
Mr. May. But anyway, look, Jamal Murray's got it, man. I mean, that's really all you can say about it, Rob. He's got it. He doesn't shrink from the moment. It's never too big for him. He may have a bad game. I mean,
Chris. Not
right.
Like it wasn't awful, but what do you have, 18? He didn't
18,
have 20.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad game. It just wasn't a...
But it wasn't
game.
On par to him. And then what did he do the next game? He came right back and was
big time.
He had
the 30-point triple-double.
Yes.
But, I mean, even early in the playoffs, he had a 10-point game. You know, like, he's not yet at that level. And who knows if he'll ever get there, where he just doesn't have any bad games in the playoffs, a la Jordan, a la LeBron, a la Jokic, that type of thing. But He is. If he has a bad game, Rob, it's not because he shrunk. You know what I mean? It's not because he melted down.
Right, because we've
not
seen,
because the moment was too big. Because
we've seen enough of those moments under the Heat lamp.
Yep.
And he's performed.
Yep.
So there's no reason to believe, like you say, he was terrible. Oh, he choked, or he's not good. No, he had a bad game.
I will say this, though, Rob. I do think, and I don't know that anybody, I mean, I think a few people have mentioned, called him by this title. I think it's way too soon for that. Superstar. He's not, I don't think you can call him a superstar yet.
But
a
you
star,
just said
yes.
It. But what, did he make an all-star team?
No.
What superstar? Stop.
Yeah, and I think, I do, look, the West is full of guards.
Yeah, but it does. But if you're I that do guy, think, Rob, you would be, they, you'd be in the mix. He's not a superstar.
I think if they win this series, then I think next season he's on the all-star team. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he'll be on that level where it's kind of like, you just, well, we don't know who's not making it, but he's going to be on it. You know, like, he won't be Steph, obviously, but Steph and even Klay for a while, Rob, was like, he's making an all-star team. They're winning games and winning championships. He's dropping 20. And I think Murray will get to that level. But I would agree, Rob, like, to go to a superstar level, you do need to, you need to do it not, the postseason is most important. But you also need to do it in the regular season.
And Chris, the only accolade that he really has was that he was an NBA All-Rookie second team. That's it. That's not.
Yeah, and again, I think some of that is his youth. He's only 26. He missed essentially, well, the last season and a half, which is when he really, you know, was beginning to hit his prime. You know, first year in the league, he only averaged 10 points a game. But he got going after that. He averaged 16 and a half the next year, then 18, then 18, and then 21, and then he got hurt. And now this year he's at 20. I'll just say, though, Rob, like, he needs to, and I'm not trying to put pressure on him, but if he averages 26 in these playoffs or whatever, 25, they're not going to necessarily want to see him fall to 20 in the regular season. Jokic is going to probably be the leading scorer, but, you know, they want to see a few more points, you know, 22, 23 a game in the regular season. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is it too soon to call Jamal Murray a superstar? And what do you think of his postseason rallies? Is he the real playoff superstar, not Jimmy Butler? Your thoughts. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
It's too soon, bro.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want to let this breathe. Rob likes to let stuff like the Golden Girls theme song breathe. I like to let this breathe.
You know, this is the kind of music I was trying to make a baby with.
Give me the money shot.
It just didn't happen. It just didn't happen, Chris. It didn't happen. I mean? I tried.
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
No, that wasn't it. I tried.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Is Jamal Murray the real playoff stalwart over Jimmy Butler? Your thoughts?
Yep, we'll get a chance to jump in there. We still, I think Rob G is talking.
We got Katino
right
Mobley
coming up
around the corner. It'd be fun to talk with Katino, Cat, as they call
him.
We
haven't talked to him in a minute.
A lot of people call him Cat. Yeah, we haven't talked to him in a while. What's Rob G? Rob G, what you doing?
Yeah, are they called Rob G? I can't see. Tell me in my ear. I can't see anything.
James in Arkansas,
because we're having some technical problems. James in Arkansas.
Is it that or is Rob G just being lazy?
Nah, the calls are
in Friday mode.
I see him.
He's in Friday mode. He's in Vegas already mentally.
Already? Nah.
Yeah.
All right.
Mentally. He's
all right. James in Arkansas. Yep. Go ahead, buddy.
Right. So, yeah, it is Friday mode. So, like Chris Broussard said, Jokic is kind of like Tim Duncan, and I would say the same thing about Jamal Murray. He's kind of like Tony Parker. Tony Parker, finals MVP, four championships, but we know he benefited greatly from Tim Duncan, and we can't go blind to that.
I mean, nobody would say – I don't think anybody in their right mind would try to put Murray ahead of Jokic. I mean, we know what makes them tick. But that's not bad, Rock. I remember my first time I really looked at Tony Parker like, oh – this dude's going to be nasty, was when he was 19 and was giving it to Gary Payton in the playoffs.
Mm.
And I said, oh, my, he's going to be tough.
Yeah. Rob, right, G, you got somebody else there? Well, tell me.
Gary in Houston, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports
Radio.
Aren't
we supposed to have a new studio? Aren't like the names supposed to flash and lights on the screen or something like that?
I bet you it's something like Rob just has to move the mouse around. And
what? Let me move the mouse. I don't see it. Is there a mouse?
He's putting on Rob.
Wait, if there's a mouse, I'll be standing on top of his desk.
Click the button.
What? Chris, what do you think I'm like? I went to graduate school.
I'm just saying. All right, you can't call up the calls.
All right, Gary, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, okay. So before I get to my point, I'm not the biggest fan of John Hollinger because he created the most flaw stat in the league, PER, whatever. Okay. So as far as Jamal Murray goes, I think a lot of people underrate him because they feel like if you just gave him his own team, he wouldn't be able to do much. Like Butler can. Jamal is kind of like a Kyrie Irving, where his game is perfectly fit to be a number two, because the bag he has.
That's why he's a great number two.
That's why they go to him in the clutch.
That's why they're such a great tandem, Rob. Like, yeah, I mean, a lot of times most times they go to Jamal in the clutch, and it's a cool. It's no problem. Because their games are suited
you
like
have
that,
to do so. That, right. Yep. Like, I think
no
that
problem
that's cool.
whatsoever. All right, like I said, we got Ketino Mobley around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're waiting on Ketino Mobley having some technical issues. Well, how do you see this game? I know you got Denver winning tonight. What do you see? You see Jokic and Murray both going off again.
Not at that epic performance.
That's literally one for the ages.
You know what I mean?
Like, they did something nobody's ever done. I gotta be honest, Rob, I don't even mind. I get it. And Odin's right about the last rebound for Jamal. But I gotta be honest. I don't mind it because even if he hadn't gotten that, it still would have been a historic performance by those two guys.
No doubt. I mean, obviously it makes it better. I remember you don't want to have phony triple-doubles and guys trying to get stats and whatnot. But those guys put on a monster performance, and I don't expect that, Chris. I just expect another great performance by those guys, but not that. And Miami, you know what? They're going to put up a fight. They know they can't lose two games at home, Chris, and think they have a shot at this series.
They're going to fight.
So I'm expecting a closer game. The spread is -3. So I still like Denver. I say Denver wins by 5 tonight, Chris. Not 10, but I think they win by 5. They gut it out. And then they go back home and have a chance to wrap it up. That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, I'm thinking 5 to 7 points. Look, I won't be shocked if Miami wins. They got heart. They got, you know, good coaching. They can get hot from three. Rob, look, here's the deal. If you're Miami, you have got to be concerned about Denver beating you by 15 while only hitting 5 3-pointers game 3. All right, let's bring in the man, former NBA veteran, now Fox Sports NBA analyst. We haven't talked to him in a while. We miss him.
That's right.
Our man, Ketino Mobley.
Cat.
What's up, bro?
Cat.
Listen, I can't tell. Y'all big time, man. Y'all don't even want me on. I got a little bit of knowledge. God dang.
That ain't true.
Nah, bro. We want you.
You know what? Hey,
sure.
Ketino, I had to twist Chris's arm to get you on.
Stop.
But it's all
you
good
know, you
now.
Know you don't believe that, Ketino.
And Chris, listen, and Chris, my man, too. We down like
that's right.
Flat. I can't believe it.
Well, look, man, what was your pick before the series started, and how are you feeling about it right now? Like the series?
My pick was I wanted to see a really good game, a 7-game series, and I thought Miami was going to pull it out. But I'm a little nervous of Jimmy Butler's performance. It's a little weird to me. You ever remember when AD, he shot 24 times last game. You know, he had 28 points, blah, 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 right?
Yep.
But, like, was it impactful to me, right?
I think not really, right.
Yeah, I think attacking really early – and setting the tone and not letting Jamal Murray get off early. I guess what I wanted to see Jimmy do. And then he said afterwards, you know, listen, I need to bring more energy and stuff, whatever. I'm like, bro, it's not like, right, it's not regular season. This is do or die kind of thing. So, listen, game 4 is different, right? Every game has its own entity, its own personality. But the Joker is a lot, man.
Yeah.
I you know, he's, guys, I promise you this, man. I've been around a lot of.
Oh, man, we lost
him. Oh, we lose him?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta, you heard that.
Yeah.
You heard that pop. Okay. Yeah. Jimmy Butler, they can't win this with him just playing good.
No, no, no. He's got to be great in some of these games, Chris. Not every one, but he's got to be great. And it just hasn't been the case.
And Bam has played well. Look, if Miami was ahead, if the season was over, you'd go with Bam.
We got
all right, Coutinho, sorry about that. Let me ask you this. You started talking about Jokic. Do you agree with Aaron Gordon? I don't know if you saw it, but he was asked about Jokic, and he said he kind of reminds him, he thinks he's redefining the center position, kind of like Magic Johnson being 6'9", redefine what players that size could do at point guard. He thinks Jokic is redefining what centers do. What are your thoughts on that?
Right? Like, I mean, that's just like, you know, Allen Iverson was a shooting guard, but he was 6'1".
Right.
Right? So is he redefining something? I don't know. Right? Like, the IQ that Joker has, I don't think that can be taught. Like, that's like a gift. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way he passes the ball, the way he sees things, the way he attacks when guys are covered and still efficient on the attack. You know, because usually, think about this, Chris, Rob, right? Like, guys need the ball. They need volume to be able to, you know, to perform.
Right.
He can, like, pass it really well, and if you tell him to go score, then he'll go score. Guys can't just – that rhythm is different rhythm.
He's always in rhythm. Yep, I get it.
In every single thing he does. So, Aaron, listen, that would be great, right? But I don't think somebody has that skill set. He's like a mixture of like Larry Bird, Dirk Nowitzki, Sabonis.
I was gonna say, I think he's like a 7-foot Larry Bird kind of.
Yeah, he's exactly a 7-foot Larry Bird. But you remember Sabonis was a center, and he was insane with it, with the passing.
Right. Saw the best of him, unfortunately, in the NBA.
Right.
Coutinho, this is my only issue. After they won game two, I said that Miami wouldn't win another game. And I looked at that game two, and they had to shoot like 50% from three, and they shot the lights out in the fourth quarter. They barely won by 3 points. I just don't think they have enough for Denver. I don't see them even, and then Denver beats them big in a big game three at home, coming off the momentum of winning game two. And am I off base? I don't see it.
You know what's funny, Rob? I hate agreeing with you, right? I hate it.
That's not a good place to be.
No way.
No, but listen. But listen, Rob makes sense a little bit, because I'm thinking about this, like, Caleb Martin, Duncan Robinson, Max Strus, like, and then Vincent.
Gabe Vincent, like,
I don't know if, because those four are the key to Miami making this a 7-game series. And when you have Caleb not really doing well, even defensively not doing well, or Max Strus, like, first game, he was horrible shooting. Second game, he came out. Those same shots he knocked down. You know, Duncan Robinson, not until the fourth quarter. I don't know if they can do that for me consistently, because you are who you are, right? So I don't know what the defense that Denver has, because let me tell you this. Caldwell Pope and Bruce Brown, I think, it gave Denver a different face, because it was just Aaron Gordon who was rough. But now you got so many guys who, like, it's an energy flow now. You got the rookie kid, Brown. You got guys that are like, will literally fight. And I think they're like, I'm not going to say it too soon, but I feel like they're being punked. You know, the Miami, those four guys are being beat up a little bit. And now Jimmy and Bam is just by themselves.
When you look at Jamal Murray, we're talking with NBA veteran, former NBA veteran, Coutinho Mobley. His numbers, 16 points a game over his career in the regular season, 20 the last 2 years. But he jumps all the way to like 27 points a game in the playoffs. And he's played 51 playoff games, so it's not a small sample size. How do you explain a guy being so much better in the postseason? And did you come across some guys like that in your career who, when the lights were the brightest, they were at their best? They were just better than they were in the regular season.
I did, man. And, maybe they didn't score as much, but it was like Robert Horry or, yep, you know, Derek Fisher or, you know what I'm saying, like different guys like that, that when the playoffs came, they didn't really have to do much during the season, opposed to when the postseason comes, it's like, oh, this is what I feel like. I didn't feel like that before because it was too long and 82 games, and I'll just wait. Like, first of all, super impressive. There's not that many people that can do that.
Right.
Right? So, and then you played against the top defenses in the league. Think about it. Top 10 defenses in the league.
Great,
you played against
point.
About three of them.
Yep. Great point.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know if you gassed out, or is it your supporting cast not helping you get easier one-on-one situations? I don't know.
Let me ask you this last thing. If Miami loses again, and when I say again, they went to the finals, they've been to what, three
you
of the last
the series, yeah.
Right, but I mean it, yeah, I mean the series, and they've been to three out of four Eastern Conference finals and two, you know, championships in the last few years. And you know, they talk about the culture and what Riley does and what a great coach Eric Spoelstra is and all that. But does that just mean they don't have enough? You know what I mean? Like, they got seven undrafted players and all this other stuff, and they're able to get to a certain point. But will that say to you that they can't, you know, win, or they need a star, or there's something else missing on that roster?
Yeah, I think they need another. Like, a younger Kyle Lowry, different series. A younger Kevin Love, different series. Right? Because two of those guys, you know, some of the highest IQs that ever played a game, right? Both of them with amazing intangibles. But when you have seven undrafted guys and four of them play on a hefty amount of minutes, you need one more star. Because Bam is not really Bam's a star, but he's not that superstar where you're going to guarantee, you know what I mean? Like, you're asking him to do things that he's a really good filling guy. Right? So like a Damian Lillard with Jimmy Butler, and then Bam's cleanup. You know, Bam's one of the best cleanups. You know, so I think, and then you can keep that same team. But I think, you know, Denver has, with Jamal Murray and Joker, I mean, that's 60 points right there, right? With a triple-double that he just did the other day. So, I just think they just need one more piece, and that piece has to be, a dominant, like a Damian Lillard to me.
All right, that is our man, Catino Mobley. Great to have you back, brother. We can't wait this long next time.
Yeah, man. Yo, make sure you get Rob them wings, too. Make Rob them wings.
That's right.
All right, brother. Catino Mobley joining the Odd Couple. Yes. All right, we're talking the adventures of Zion Williamson next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, Fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. What is the score? It's so far, it is 7-7 midway through the first quarter. All right, it's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio, a segment we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. This week, we're cheating again because this week's story comes to us courtesy of friend of the show, Zion Williamson, who is the gift that keeps on giving.
Is he a friend of the show? Okay.
Of course he is. You know, we talk about
it a lot. We'll call him that until we get him on.
That's right. Now, to put it lightly, Zion Williamson is Tiger Woods 2.0. Because, as you guys know, he has a girlfriend, goes by the single name Akima.
Akima.
Who is a self-proclaimed content creator, which is, you know, whatever that means.
She's on OnlyFans? Is she on?
No, that's the other one. Oh. That's the other one, because okay. You're getting ahead of the story. Okay, now, him and his girlfriend announced this week they're pregnant with their first child. They made a gender reveal party. They're having a little girl.
That's Akima.
Yes.
Okay.
When that news came out, the OnlyFans model came out, a second woman, and said, how dare you go ahead and get this girl pregnant? You've been having unprotected sex with me in more colorful language. We've been hooking up, sharing Instagram, DMs, things like that. So that was a big story. And she was very explicit with what they've right. been doing.
Really?
Then
she saw the meal ticket is
another gone. Woman came out and said, oh, hell no, Zion. You and I have been having unprotected sex as recently as last week. Well, if that weren't enough, another woman popped up. She's sharing photos that she claims are from the last couple of weeks as well of Zion naked in her bed after, post-coital, we'll call it. So, Rob Parker, you're the single man here on the show. Your thoughts on the Zion Williams situation?
The only thing, he's a single man, do your thing. So you're old, how old is Zion, 22 or 3? That's what you do at that age. I get it. But the only thing I'd say is all the unprotected sex. I'm afraid for him. That's it. Not the sex. He's young. What should he do?
Well, look, I don't agree with that lifestyle, but I don't feel for these women. I hate to say it. Don't tell me they don't know that they're not the only one. And I believe that these other girls are mad because they're not the one that got pregnant.
They didn't get the baby, Chris.
That's all right. You get pregnant by – Zion's got, what, a $200 million contract?
That's Chris.
You get this one girl who got the baby, she's set for the next 18 years.
At least, right? Yes.
Big
at
money.
Least. And that
money.
They all want that. One of them, Rob, was one of them an adult film actress, Rob G?
Well, they're the OnlyFans woman, they're basically saying it's adult film because the OnlyFans content she puts out is basically adult pornography.
Right. But come on. I mean, y'all know y'all not the only one. You know what a lot of dudes in the league do, Rob, in all these leagues, like you said, young men.
Yep.
Then come on. You just, again, they wanted to be the one to get pregnant. And they aren't, like you said it, Rob, meal ticket.
That's why that's why they're mad at him.
Exactly.
Because okay, now she's got a baby, so she won the lottery.
And honestly, Rob, what he should do, cut them off. Because they've exposed themselves.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of these dudes are doing this, but you keep it secret.
I'm with you. If you put our business out there and put pictures. Did you see the picture of him in bed?
Yes.
I didn't see any. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Covers on or no covers on?
It's half and half.
What is it?
It's half and half. It's from his back. You can see his tattoos. That's how you know.
But
you can know
it's him. Wanted to see Robert Kraft. Now you want to see
We've been waiting for the Robert Kraft video.
I've been waiting for the Robert Kraft video. I got my popcorn ready and my butter.
Oh, jeez.
But and it's just, come on, man. Come on. And here's where I will disagree with you, Rob G.
Okay.
It's not Tiger Woods. Tiger was married.
Right. Tiger was married.
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And you know what? He was giving tips in the parking lot.
Like every time the story updates, there's a new woman. That's what makes it like Tiger Woods.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That was different. Right. That was bad.
Tiger Woods honestly is laughing as I am. Like, only three. Okay.
What was the restaurant he was at all the time in the parking lot? Perkins or something? I was like.
Was it?
Yeah, he was having eggs and sausage Perkins. In the parking lot, I think.
Look at you. Look at Rob.
I'm sorry. Like, you know that? What was that? Waffle House, you know, that's famous for that. Chris, you see those videos.
I didn't know that. I haven't seen them, but you were telling me.
Waffle House is crazy.
Wow. Wow. Well, all right. It is the Odd Couple. We got an hour left. Denver's up 12-9 with 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.